Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Acts 10 and verse 4, we read of Cornelius saying, "Your prayers and your acts of charity have ascended as a memorial offering before God." The Word for Today reminds us that your prayers will be answered. Now, God told Cornelius that his prayers had gone up as a memorial before him. Memorials are usually built for people who are dead and gone. What a great promise this is. Even after you've gone to heaven, the prayers you pray on behalf of your loved ones become a memorial before God, getting his attention and moving him to action. So don't stop praying. Saint Augustine is considered to be one of the most influential figures in the history of Christianity, but he didn't start out well. Young Aurelius Augustinus lived for 3 decades in utter immorality. And for each of those decades, his mother, Monica, prayed for him, following him to Carthage, to Rome, and on to Milan, weeping, pleading, and assaulting heaven in prayer on his behalf. Monica lived to see her son become a mighty man of God. You may or may not live to see your loved one turn to Christ, but know this. In Acts 10 verse 4, it says, "Your prayers and your acts of charity have ascended as a memorial offering before God." We're talking about the posthumous power of prayer. John the Revelator caught a glimpse of it when he visited heaven and described what he saw in these words in Revelation 8 verses 3 and 4. He said, "Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand." So keep praying, and God will answer your prayers. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.